Thank you, Chair. My name is Marco Vendano Nava. I'm a counselor at the Permanent Mission of Israel here in Geneva. I would like to deliver a statement on behalf of the Ministry of Economy and Industry of Israel. Please allow me to introduce recent developments in the field of Israeli gas industry operation and also refer to current bidding opportunities in the field. In the past 15 years, Israel had transformed itself from a net importer of fossil fuels to self-sufficiency in its gas consumption, presently providing for 50% of electricity generation. Annual natural gas consumption reached 8.4 BCM in 2015, or an 11% growth from the previous year. This is rooted in over 60 years of onshore and offshore exploration and extraction activity, which intensified with the discovery in 1999 of natural gas in shallow offshore reservoirs. However, after the discovery of the giant Tamar and Leviathan fields, owing to a review of the market by the competition authorities, new exploration licenses in the offshore area of Israel were not granted for 4 years. With the new gas framework approved in 2015, development activity resumed and the first contracts were allocated, while currently further collaborations continue to be forged. To illustrate this, in 2016, after a four-year freeze, the Ministry of National Infrastructures, Energy and Water Resources has reported a new record in revenues from fees and royalties related to natural gas, oil and minerals in the first half of 2016. Of this revenue, a total of $108.5 million pertains to natural gas and oil royalties. From that, $107.6 million in royalties were received for 4.5 BCM natural gas output at the Tamar gas field. This is an impressive 12.8% rise from the corresponding period last year, in the previous year. We expect a further increase in royalty revenues in the coming years. The increase will follow from an expected rise in Tamar output, the development of the Leviathan gas field, as well as from the future development of fields already discovered and further fields that might be discovered following the opening of the sea to exploration activities. In Israel, the fiscal system is conducive to this kind of activity. Royalties stand at 12.5% for the oil and gas profits levy. And it's also important to note that the levy applies only after a return of 150% on investment. Well, I'd just like to draw your attention to also the website of the ministry where you could find information on the documents and all the competitive principles for this bidding process. It includes a description of the offering, the required qualification and evaluation criteria, license model, instructions for submission, and the relevant forms and tables for submission a bid. At the moment, the bid comprises 24 exploration areas with a maximum size of 400 square kilometers each. Also, I would like to draw your attention to the timetable of the bidding process. The deadline for submitting questions is May 15 of 2017. The deadline for publishing answers to those questions is May 29 of 2017. And that's also the day for the commencement of the bidding. The closing date for the bidding is July 10, 2017. I will be happy to relay your questions and comments directly to our colleagues in the Ministry of Energy if you have any. And, well, I'll leave some information in the Secretariat as well on focal points on these matters. Thank you, Chair.